obviously we're excited about having the opportunity to come to an agreement with Kyle and his agent. You know, something we've talked about, you know, for a little while, and I think that through the course of the offseason and you know, just his performance, his leadership, his understanding of the offense, all the things that he's done, and he's really demonstrated that he's at a different place than he was last year. And I think it's good for our team. I think it's great for him. And I think our philosophy is pretty simple. I mean, if we have players in this locker room that are good, solid players that we feel like we can win and they can help us win, we'd like to try to keep them here. And this gives us an opportunity to continue that with Kyle. And at the same time, he knows that it's a competitive situation, will always be a competitive situation. And I think he's really been symbolic of what we'd love to have from all our players that are put in that position, respond to any challenge by playing your best and doing all the things that you want a quarterback to do. So exciting for us, exciting for him, and look forward to tomorrow night.
Josh, at the end of last season, we talked a little bit about him, and you sort of set one level for the very elite guys, the Drew Breeses and the Brett Favres, and then you said there's a group of people just under that can help you win and are functional quarterbacks. Have you changed your mind about your evaluation of him since then based on his offseason performance?
I don't want to label a category on any one of those players. I think that ultimately your performance and your wins and losses and your playoff victories and chances to win championships, those are defined where you're putting in regards to the other players in this league. I think that he's certainly a different player. There's no question about it. There's things that he does now every day that there's no way he was ready to do last year in our system. His ability to communicate with the players, to change plays, to get out of a bad play. I think the trust that the players have in him, that he's always going to try to put them in a great position to be successful, that's something that comes with time, experience, knowledge, hard work, and just repetition. And I think that, you know, Kyle came back in the spring and was a different player, and we didn't have any practices between January and May, you know. So he was different right from the get-go. He carried that all the way through the spring. And then certainly has come into training camp ready to go and has improved there too. So I think we all feel like he's in a different situation. He's got a better chance to succeed because of what he knows. And, you know, I think he's really taken advantage of all the opportunities he has.
Do you think also that, you know, this is a one-year extension, that it kind of helps eases the pressure off Tebow? He can now come along at his own time. There's so much around the guy. As much as he handled it in college, it's still pretty heady for a rookie quarterback to handle all that he's been handling.
I don't know if it eases. I hope there's pressure on all our players to try to compete to play as soon as they can. I think the fact of the matter is Kyle's the starter, has played like the starter, is playing very well, and is playing at a different level than Tim or Brady both play at. So from that perspective, I think that'll all kind of die down as the season starts, and we'll see how it all unfolds. But in my mind, I don't know about, you know, outside pressure, but inside pressure there should be some for all our guys. You know, we got three quarterbacks that are under contract this year and next year, and, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think for every competitive player, hopefully they want to do all they can to get out there on the field themselves. So, you know, maybe it's a challenge, you know, for them, you know, Brady and Tim both. So, you know, outside, I don't know what the pressure's like outside of the building for him. But I think that, you know, Kyle certainly put himself in a position where he deserves to be the guy out there.
You said that, January to May, he didn't practice yet, he came back a different person. So what happened in that time that you didn't see him? Was he here breaking things down?
You know, probably some, yeah. But also, I think after you have an opportunity to go through a season and really understand some of the things that you did well, some of the things that you didn't do well, it kind of sinks in. You know, okay, you know, I'm at this level and I want to get, you know, to that level, you know. And I think that there's a certain number of things that each player can go through. I mean, Robert Ayers is a different situation, but a similar result. You know, I mean, there's something that clicks in your head, a level of understanding that you may not have had the year prior, and it's not your fault. It's just that's the natural progression of playing in the league. And so he came back more comfortable, more confident. He understood all the things we were trying to get done. I think he feels real confident and comfortable with the players that are around him, too, and that always helps.
Can you talk about the thought process between a one-year extension and versus a multi-year extension?
Dave, it was just really a lot of little different conversations, and ultimately, you know, I think a deal gets done when both sides feel like, okay, that's a deal that, you know, we'll accept. It wasn't the only thing discussed. You know, I mean, but I think everybody kind of felt this is a good alternative, a good option for all of us, something we both wanted to do, and that's really all there is to it.
How, if at all, did the lack of potential labor dispute play into that?
We just kind of, like I said, we've gone about our business and trying to do the best thing for our team. And, you know, Cooper, Doomerville, Kyle's been in the same situation. We understand there's some uncertainty out there. Everybody's dealing with it. And we just try to deal with it the best we can.
Josh, are you surprised by the progress that Kyle made from where he was to what you've seen through the spring?
No. I've been around different players that have been able to at this position. Certainly, I've been very fortunate to coach some good ones before I got here, and they learned differently their second year and their third year than their first year. And I just think that we choose to do the things we do with our system because we have a quarterback that we feel like can handle those things mentally and process the defense and understand what we're asking of them. And Kyle has really taken the natural step from year one to year two. And again, we haven't played any games, so we'll find out exactly where we're at when we start playing games in September. But I think he really has earned the respect that he's getting from not only from us, but from the teammates that he plays with every day.
Contract extensions always send a message, messages that you like the player. You know, when he didn't have a contract extension this offseason, he added Tebow and Quinn. People wondered if you did like Kyle Orton. Now, this is a message that you do like him. Is that kind of a one reason why you do these things, to send a message to let the players?
I can tell them I like them. I mean, we don't have to. I mean, no.
Fans now know it,
Well, I think that, again, I've said it before, I get any confidence or comfort level that I have from our players. And I think the way he's gone about his business has been very professional. He and his agent are both obviously to be commended for the way they've handled that situation. And again, this is not just a one-day thing. You know, we didn't start talking about this yesterday morning, and then all of a sudden we got to, something yesterday evening. So I think it's a situation where he handled himself the right way. We were trying to do the same thing with our side, and there's nothing other to it than that. I mean, certainly when you extend a player's contract, I think it means you feel like they can help you win, and that's what we think Kyle can do.